Surely we all know well the story of the Nativity. Many characters, each with his or her own part to play in the great drama of this holy night. And if we're not careful, we can begin to think that there's nothing new for us to learn. But in fact, this, because it is one of the mysteries of Christ's life, has an inexhaustible treasury of riches upon which we can ponder and contemplate. And so we're invited anew by the church on this Christmas night to gaze upon the infant lying in the manger and to ask the Lord to bless us with new insights and new graces. I'd like to invite you to reflect with me this Christmas on the shepherds who we heard about in the gospel reading, watching their flocks by night. These were rough and simple men, dwelling in caves outside of Bethlehem, poor, little to their name. And yet, as far as we know from sacred scripture, they're the only ones to whom angels appear in visible form on Christmas night to announce the good news of the birth of the Savior. And this is not by accident. Our Lord himself, the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who had dwelt in glory with his Father and the Holy Spirit from all eternity, when he became flesh on this holy night, he did so in a most simple way. Instead of a golden couch and the fine linen of earthly kings, this king from heaven was found in a manger, a feeding trough for animals, and wrapped in the simplest of clothes. And so it's not by accident that the shepherds, the simplest of men, received the message of the angel that the Son of God was lying in a simple manger. It's precisely to the simple that God reveals himself and gives that precious gift of faith. And that simplicity of the shepherds not only opened them to the message of the angel, but their simplicity allowed them to respond as they did. Immediately after what we heard in the gospel tonight, we are told that the angels departed and the shepherds at once said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem." And they didn't dally, but the gospel tells us they journeyed in haste to see the newborn Savior of the world. Because they were simple men, they were ready to respond generously at once when God called. No earthly attachments held them bound or kept them back to going at once to find him for whom their hearts longed, the one the angel had come to tell them about. What an important lesson we learn from the shepherds. That we too, if we're truly to grow in faith, must be simple. To the human eye, there would have been nothing extraordinary about the infant in the manger in Bethlehem. He appeared as any newborn would have. But the shepherds saw not merely with human eyes, but with the eyes of faith. And they beheld him as the one the angel had told them had been born. A Savior. Our Lord Jesus Christ set a pattern in his nativity, teaching us that he loves to come to us in the most simple, the most humble, the most hidden way. And does that not continue even into our own day? For here at every Holy Mass, he comes to us in the most simple, humble and hidden of ways, under the appearance of mere bread and wine. And yet he has told us clearly, "This is my body. This is my blood. My flesh is true food. My blood is true drink." When our Lord, now grown, 30-some-odd years after his birth, told this to his disciples, St. John tells us that many of them left, They walked away because they could not take this. They could not believe it to be true. And our Lord, amazingly enough, let them leave. He didn't call them back to explain that he was simply speaking in symbolic language. He let them go. And then he turned to his closest followers, the 12 apostles, looked them squarely in the eye, and asked them if they also wanted to leave. He is truly here. Truly here on our altar at every Holy Mass. As truly as he was in the manger in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. What looks to human eyes like mere bread and wine, the eyes of faith perceive to be the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. But to receive the gift of faith in this mystery, we must be like the shepherds, simple, humble. And like the shepherds, when we receive the gift of faith in this mystery, we too are called to respond. We can't simply be told that Christ is here and yet remain in the fields with our flocks unmoved. The shepherds journeyed in haste to Bethlehem. The more simple we become, the more ready we are to respond by going in haste to meet the Lord. The Lord calls us not to Bethlehem. We don't have to travel around the world to find him. He calls us not to Bethlehem, but here, to our parish church, so close to where we live. He calls us here every Sunday because he longs for us to make haste on the first day of every week to meet him. Not for his sake, but for ours. So that coming here to him, he can draw us to himself. He can pour forth his infinite grace upon us. And little by little, transform us into the saints he's called us to be. And yet, if we're honest with ourselves, each of us can say that we fall short. How lethargic we tend to be. Because his presence is so humble and so simple, seemingly so ordinary, we easily excuse ourselves. Other things take priority. Or we come distracted, sitting mindlessly through Mass, not giving ourselves fully to him, not participating as he desires us to do. God will understand, we tell ourselves, and as we enjoy the comforts of our lives on earth, he waits for us here so that he can give us a taste of heaven. 2,000 years ago, some simple, rough men in a field with their sheep received an extraordinary grace. They beheld an angel and heard the heavenly being speak. I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. My brothers and sisters, if we have hearts simple enough to receive it, today in this very moment, the angels proclaim good news of great joy to us. That very same Savior, whose birth we celebrate today, he who is Christ and Lord, is here on this altar, hidden under the appearance of simple bread and wine. He was born for us, and in a moment, he will truly be here for us. The angel said, "A Savior has been born for you." And in a moment, we will hear Christ speak those precious words, "This is my body, which will be given up for you." He's here for us, as he was there in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago for the shepherds. And so tonight, every Sunday, let us journey in haste to this holy place, to meet him with whom, please God, we will spend all eternity. Come, let us adore him.